Okay, Reis Daf Kuf Tes, one Daf Kuf Tes, right on top, the Mishnah. That's the Mishnah. Again, this Mishnah is going to, the whole Daf today is going to be discussing more Isurim of taking things outside from the Azara, outside somewhere else, outside the Azara, and all the rules, more rules about that. Spending a lot of time on it, very minute Isur, a lot of time. Almost coming up on a week. What? Right. Because you're doing an Aveira. Echad Kachim Ksherim. Whether it's Kachim that are kosher. The Echad Kachim Psulim. Or they're not kosher. They're Pasul for some reason. Shahaya Psulim Bakodesh. They became Pasul in the Kodesh. If that animal touched it, something happened in the Kodesh. The Hikrivan Bachut. And you bring it outside. Chayef for that. The Gemara will flush this out. Hamayla kizayis min ha'ola u'min ha'emurin. If you bring a kizayis of an ola, only an ola, combined from meat and emurin, by an ola, it doesn't make a difference. Because the whole thing gets burnt anyway. That's why this halacha is by an ola. Since it doesn't make a difference anyway, because you don't need anything anyway by an ola, it's allowed to combine b'chot, therefore, chayef, you are chayef. Okay? So far the mission was pretty simple. Here we go. Tana Rabbanan. Asher yale ola ozeva. It says in the Torah, right? It says in the Torah, thing it says in the parashas Emor, Valeim tomar, ish, we basically show menager asher yagur b'salcham, asher yale ola ozeva. You're going to remove an ola or a zeva. Ainli ela ola. That only says an ola. Menayin l'rabos imure asham, the imure chatas. How do we know that includes the imurim of an asham or a chatas? They mure kache kachim. What else is kache kachim? We just said an ola, a chasaf, and an asham. And any other kache kachim. So I think Rashi says? It could be minchas. What? Could be minchas. They mure kache kalim, or they mure kache kalim. Hamad lomar, zevach. The word zevach includes all that. Menayin l'rabos, hakomet, the kmita, the halavona, or the lavona, the ktores, or the ktores. Uminchas Kahanim, the mincha of a Kohen Hedyot, Uminchas Kohen Mashiach, or the mincha of a Kohen Gadol, the Hamanaseh, Shloshes Lugin Yayin, or three lug of wine that accompanied every carbon, or Shloshes Lugin Mayim, or the three lug of water on Sukkot, all that, Talmud Lomar, it says, Vel Pesach Owal Moed, Lo Yivienu, right? Kol haba lepesach oel moed, anything that's brought into the oel moed, chayavin olav bachot. You chayav if you take it outside. Anything. Ve'en li ela bekachim kshirim. I only know that talks about kachim kshirim, kosher. Menayin l'rabos psulin. How do I know it includes psulin, kigon, for example, halon, if it left overnight, or v'hayotze, or it was taken out. We're talking about taking out. Ba'atame, right? Or tame, or v'shenishchan chutzlizmano, or was shechted chutzlizman. It wasn't shechted chutzlizman. It was shechted with the machshava to eat it chutzlizman, or the chutzlum komo. It was shechted with the thought to eat it at the wrong plate, for pigle. Chutzlum komo. V'shekiblu psulin, or a puzzle person was makabalit. Or v'zarko es dam v'hanitana lamata shenatana lamala. You sprinkled the dam in the wrong half of the mizbeach. V'hanitana lamala shenatana lamata. Other half, the other wrong half. Right? All these things. V'hanitana v'chutz. Or you sprinkle. Or you put outside shenitana v'pnim. You sprinkled outside of the big mizbeach what was supposed to be done in the little mizbeach inside the heichal. Or hanitana v'pnim shenitana v'chutz. Or the other way around. Or Pesach v'chatzot shenasna shalol lishman, or Pesach and achatzot that were brought shalol lishman. That's the problem, right? Or binayin. How do you know any of these problems? And you took this carbon and took it outside. You're chayef for that. Talmud lomar lo yivienu lasos kol hamitzkabel for Pesach kol moed chayov and lo b'chud. Anything that you do like this, you're chayef for shchut echud. Okay. Now. One issue. The word v'hayotze. So he said, we list off 20 psulim. It's tame, or it's lawn. It was pigle. And one of the things I'm looking at is yote. We're talking about yote. It's possible because it's possible anyway, and you went ahead and took it out. I would have thought, hey, it's possible anyway. How can it be chayiv? It's possible. The answer is no, you're still chayiv. What's an example of a psul? So the Gemara lists 20 things. Pigle, tome, lina. One of them is yote. Oh, so the Chavetz Chaim asked that question. And he says, why are we including the word yote? Hare, kol, maila, bachot, shechay batorah, nipsal, biyote, kishahotiyu. When you take it out, it's called a yote. Right? He answers, what if, he says like this, im lo hariboy, if it wouldn't have said the word yote here, hainu, so if I would have thought, shadasko bekarbon, but, ah, in yote me'azara, take it out. I didn't have intention. I just wanted to bring it out. I don't know. I didn't realize. I didn't know. It's a mistake, whatever. Nifsal be a potter of love. No. Alke ribsa torah should be yote gamukayim. Take it out. You bring it back in. I better took it out for mistake, whatever. Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference. Okay? That was the easy part of today's stuff. Now there's a difference. Right, different word, same thing. Yeah. Offer, it means offering, as opposed to shechita. Right, two separate things. Right. Okay, next. Hamayla kezayis min ha'ola. So it says the Gemara, ola ve'emureha in ola and its emurim, yes, shlamim ve'emurehin lo, but not a shlamim. Look at Rashi. A little above where we are, shlomim lo, ein b'saron mitzdarif in emurehen lekizayin la lo tzchut. The buffer of a shlomim and the emurim of a shlomim do not combine to give you a kizayin. Why not? Because mishum the buffer shlomim, the meat of a shlomim la bar haktarahu, doesn't get burnt on the mitzvah. You eat that. You're allowed to eat that, right? De lo karina be'al pesach ol moed lo yivyadu. That doesn't apply, that doesn't fall under the puppet. In other words, since a shlamim, you eat a lot of it, most of it I think, you eat it. Yeah, there's parts that get burnt. Those parts that get burnt don't combine with the parts that you're allowed to eat to give you the kedayis of chut, feinola they do. Why? Feinola, you don't need anything. What's the difference? What part of the animal? What's the difference? But a shlamim makes a big difference. Some of it you're allowed to eat. You're allowed to eat, it's not usher of yote, therefore it doesn't combine. We did have a machlokas if you take it out too early. A yichayev yotze. We did have a machlokas about that. The machlokas and Yochanan take it out too early. But putting that machlokas aside, they don't combine over here. No, you can take it to. You're allowed to eat the whole Yerushalayim. Hey, now let's do that. I'm not talking about that. Yeah, outside. Yeah, you make a mistake. You walked outside. Oh my goodness, I walked outside. Oh, don't worry about it. That's kosher stuff. You're allowed to eat that anyway, so you're not going to be over the Isser of foot. Because you're allowed to eat it anyway. That's offering it. Right. So again, maybe if you offer part that is a shear, the shear is a client. Right? Yeah, so we had that yesterday. That was yesterday. You have to have mizbeach, you can even have anything. That was yesterday. Now, Tanina Allah has a ton of Rabbanan. This is a similar story. Ola. The emureha mitzarfin lekizayis in ola and its emurin combined for a kizayis la alosan bachut to be offered outside lechayev aleihem mishum pigel noser v'tamei to be chayev for pigel noser and tamei. Let's give him wait a minute. Fish la mahalos ola de kolil. I understand that by an ola the whole thing is burnt up, right? So I understand that these parts can combine shlamim lo. By a shlamim, they don't combine. That makes perfect sense to me. Ella, pigle the noser v'tame? My timer. Why are you making a distinction between my timer? Why doesn't the busser of shlamim combine for pigle noser v'tame? Why not? V'hatnan, but we learned, kol ha-pigulin mitzdarfin. Any pigle can combine. Whether you can eat it, it doesn't make a difference. Kol hanosar mitzarfin. All nosar can combine. All of it can combine. Our Mishnah says, no, only an ola combined, not a shlamin. We have a brighter that, or another Mishnah that says that pigle nosar and tamei by an ola combined, not by a shlamin. Why not? Kasha pigle a pigle, kasha nosar a nosar. The pigle nosar doesn't make any sense. Why are you distinguishing between an ola and a shlamin? Says the Gemara, pigle a pigle lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Why not? Kan the pigle, kan the machsheves pigle. What does that mean? One's pigle, one's thinking about pigle. Look at Rashi, the first wide line. Ha diktani mitzarfin. When do they combine? Be'ochel pigle ka'omar. Will you eat the pigle? Le'etzchayev chata. To be chayev chata. Be'ha diktani. And where it says, ola in shlamim lo, that's by machsheves pigle. She'im shachat lo. Im shachat. O zarak. Albanat. On condition. Lahak dir chatsi zayitz basar ola. The chatsi zayitz me'emu rehen chutz luzmano. You have wrong machshavas by an ola. Pigle. That's pigle. Avo shlamim. But by a shlamim. Chishev le'echol ulahak dir chatsi zayitz basar. The chatsi zayitz emurin. Lo pigle. That's not pigle. Why not? She'im machshavas achila. Biniktorin, the ain machshavas taktara, the ochlin. You can't have the wrong machshava, you can't have a pigle machshava to eat something that's never eaten. You can't have a machshava pigle to burn something that's never burnt, so they don't combine. If you eat it, of course you're going to be chayav pigle. If you go ahead and eat it, of course it's an issue. But to have the machshava, you can't have a wrong machshava, something that's impossible. By an ola, everything is burnt. Doesn't make a difference. That's the difference. By shlomim, you can't have the wrong machshava pig. You can't have the wrong pigle machshava if it's something that you can't eat. Doesn't make sense. And also to burn something that's not burnt. So therefore, it can't combine. By an ola, it can. Why? The whole thing is burnt. Okay. Now we're going to get the exact same answer, similar answer by noser. Noser and noser lo kasha. Noser is also not a kasha. Kan. 1 minute. Noser and noser lo kasha. Kan benoser. One case we're talking about no sir, more complicated. Kan b'sheni selsuru ad shlo mitzvah kadam. The no sir happened before the zrikas hadam. What does that mean? Again, look at the next Rashi, long Rashi, but he said so good. Ha diktani mitzdarfin. When do they combine? Be'ochel no sir kamar. You eat the no sir, but the whole thing is no sir. I ate half a kazayis of that, half a kazayis of that. Of course it combines. Of course. Ha diktani ola in shlamin lo. When did we say this is an issue of nosa that only applies by an ola and not by a shlamin? You know what that is? That v'sheni tasuru me'ibud v'sreifa. In other words, what happened was you lost the carbon. You lost it. You can't find it. You only lost one kezayis. The rest of it you had, one kezayis you lost. You lost it. Kigon, avdu ha-basar v'he'emurin. You lost the basar and the emurin. Kodim zrika. Before the zrika. Vinishtayer, you left over chati mizeh, v'chati, chati zayit mizeh, v'chati zayit mizeh. Now, so what happened? You left over one, can't find it. You left over one kezayit, half of a murin, half of basa. So now, bi'ola, and then it turns up 3 days later, you eat it. Right? The sofa, no? So bi'ola, bayit ola, dekula kalil, the whole thing gets destroyed anyway. Habitzrika sadam zrika. The zrikas hadam that you did, by the way, it's one kezayis, half and half, I can't find it. I don't know where it is. Before the zrika. The halacha is, you do the zrika anyway. Why? That's halacha. You do the zrika anyway. You're missing the, it doesn't make a difference. The ha'ikka achilas mizbeach. Because the whole thing goes on the mizbeach anyway. And can you reshua? It goes like the sheet of reshua. The Amar who says, the parak tol yom, which is last week, in ein basar ein dam. If there's no basar, there's no dam. The kima de zrika he. Since there's this valid zrika, chayav al lafish of noser. Therefore, you chayav. So what happens? You tell the kohen, listen, we're missing a kezayis of ola, half of a murin, half of basar. We pass on to Yeshua. Makes no difference. We're going to do this zrika anyway. And 3 days later, that meat turns up and you eat it. You chayav for noser. Why? Because the carbon's finished. The carbon got satisfied. im nosi suv yachol imenu kidamar. Dvarim she ein chiyav noshem pigel. Chiyav mishem noser. Kigon komet shehu achilas mitzvah mazbeach kaola. V'chol shkein dvarim she chiyav noshem pigel noser. But fine. Avol shlamim. But that okay. Fine. Very good. But so that's the halacha by ola. Avol shlamim ein chati zayit mitzarid v'chati zayit me'emu rehid mitzarfid liyoshir lizrabalei mitzadam. But by shlamim we would never say that halacha. Told the Kohen, by the way, I lost the kezayis of the carpet. I can't find it. And the Kohen will say, what is this? Oh, it's a chassi kezayis of Imurin, chassi kezayis of butter. The answer is, it's no zrika. There's no zrika tazan. Carpet, whatever. It's a mistake. De lo achilas adam ikka, lo achilas mizbeach ikka. You're missing both. Therefore, if a kim do have a zrika, there is no zrika. Im zarak, if you did do the zrika, in chayav olam yishab nosa v'tame, you're not chayav nosa. So it's 3 days later and you don't know what it is, you eat it. You're not chayiv. Why? The kaimel on kol anosar la tahorin chayav alam mishum tumah. Only if it's tahor can nosar kick in. Since the carbon never got off the ground, nosar never kicked in. That's the difference. Okay, very technical difference. Okay. Well, maybe a different story. Different. Maybe I don't know. I don't know the halacha. Could be the same halacha. No. It could be. No, so it could be there's no lina if the carbon never got off the ground. No, but the zrika doesn't count. For all it counts. Oh, it could be. The leader knows the same thing. And one's just leaving it over. So it's separate issue. Okay, ein echinami. Okay, ein echinami. Umani, and who is the author of this whole story, like Rashi alluded to? Rabbi Yeshua hi, Titania, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, kol hazvachim shabatorah, any carbon, shenashtayar behen kezayit basar, where you leave over a kezayit of basar, and the kezayis chaylev, and a kezayis chaylev, zorik es hadam, you do the zrika. If you leave over a full kezayis, chati zayis basar, the chati zayis chaylev, and a zorik es hadam. Uba ola, but if it's an ola, chati zayis basar, the chati zayis chaylev, zorik es hadam, you can sprinkle the dam. Why? If they should cool the color. The whole thing gets destroyed. So it doesn't make a difference. That's how you can be over noser, and in the other case, it's a very strange case. Right, you lost only one kezayis, fine. Right, the only thing remaining is the kezayis. Everything else was done. One kezayis, you can't find it. So you tell the kohen that, so by an ola, it doesn't stop you from doing the zrika. By a shlamim, it does. Right. It's law, right. Umincha, and by a mincha, afilu kula kayemet. Even if the whole thing is around, lo yizro. You don't do the zrika. The question is, mincha, what does that mean? What are you slipping up mincha? Amar Papa, what that means is, mincha nesachim haboim hazevach. A mincha that accompanies the mizbeah. All you have left is the mincha. You can't even find anything from the carbon. All you have is the mincha. You're not makar the mincha. That's it, there's no carbon here. Okay. Good? Okay. Very difficult Mishnah now. Next, different things that are taken outside. Hakomet, the kemitza, right? The kemitza is, you had a bowl of flour. The kemitza was a small, three fingers level. The rest of the mincha, which is the overwhelming majority, was called the shirayim. It's a funny word to use because it's the majority, but it's called the shirayim. Okay? But the mincha, the kemitza, the ikur, that gets burnt on the mizbeah. The shrayim was able to depend on what kind of mincha it was. Most of the time, it could be eaten by kahana. Okay, so hakomet, the komet, halavona. What's lavona? Lavona is another part of the mincha, different part of the mincha, with some kind of spice. What? Right. Vaktoret, or the ketoret of 11 spices that was brought twice a day, or minchas kahanim, or the mincha of a kohen hedyot, or which by the way was not eaten. Or minchas kohen ha-mashiach, or the mincha of a kohen gadol that was brought twice a day, which could be eaten, or minchas nesachim, or the mincha of nesachim shehikriv me'echad ben kezayis pachod. Any of these that you take a kezayis outside, this is a very crucial line. Chayev yichayev. You take a kezayis of lavona outside, your chayev. Rabbi Eliezer poter ad shiakrivis kula. Rabbi Eliezer says, you have to take the entire Lavona outside. The entire Kemitah outside. The entire Netzachim outside. not a kizayin. Okay? Very important, because we're tomorrow the whole doctrine with this. Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. Let's finish the Mishnah. The Kulon, you know what, let's do the Rashi right now. It's a long Rashi here, but it's very vital. The Rashi says that it's the Rashi of Hector Kizayis Behed Bechutz Chayim. So the Tanakhama holds like this, Kosavar, Kiksiv Oso, when it says the word Oso, which we're going to get to in a few minutes, Al Hashalayim Hu Chayim, the Eino Chayim Al HaChasar. The Rashi of Shehektir, no, the Rashi after that. Shehektir Kizayis Mehen Bachut Chayim. Tanakhama held. What? You don't have that Rashi? The first Rashi will do the Rashi of the Mishnah. First Rashi Halavona Shal Mincha Haktoreth Shakol Yom Pras Shal Shachar to Pras Shal Bein Harbayim. Half in the morning, half in the afternoon. What's the next Rashi you guys have? Okay, fine. Kosavar, Ki Ksiv Oso. When it says the word Oso, Al Hashalim Hu Chayim. Chayim on a complete story. The Ena Chayim Al Chaser. You're not Chayim on a half a story. What's a complete story according to the Tanakhama? Ashi'ir haktaraksiv v'hainu kizayim. Everybody agrees. You have to do a complete act. The difference is what's a complete act. According to the Tanakhama, it's a kizayim. According to Rabbi Elezer, it's the whole thing. Okay? Rabbi Elezer nami midlo polagaresha gabi ola. Now, when we started off the daf, Rabbi Elezer did not argue on the ola. He didn't say you only chayim you bring out the whole ola. He didn't say that. The Mishnah said one kizayim. And Rabbi Elezer didn't say boo. Right? Hachanami darish le oso ashir haktara kirabonon. He agreed with the Rabbanon. That the word oso means ashir. Not all of a sudden now he piped up to argue. Right? Umihu ola dolo mifsula bichisaron. In ola doesn't get ruined if you're missing part of it. Dechol atzma bedam teluya kaparaso chayev bichisayim. So all you need is a kizayim. Because that's enough to get a kapara. Aval bahani polim. Here, by these issues, he argues. Why? Because sabar, because he holds, komets kula, hainu, shir, haktaraso, af bifnim. Because Rabbi Eliezer holds that even inside, if you want to do a kapara correctly, you got to do the whole thing. So, whatever's good inside, that's the corresponding ruining outside. And all the kazayas inside, the kazayas outside. Ktoret? The whole thing has to do, he holds. Therefore, the only way to be over Yotzei is to take the whole thing outside. Daha mifsal b'chisaron. It'll be possible if it's missing. V'chein kulam. So do all these things on this list. Shekulam matir and hain. All the mamutter calls man shelo karvu kulam. Lo haveak taralotzei zbali medei chavasa. If you bring less than the shear, you will not satisfy your obligation. You will not be over the Israel of taking it outside. It's very crucial. Because it's going to come the whole day tomorrow, today and tomorrow. Ulu Rabbanon, and according to Rabbanon, Bahani Nami Havi Haktarasim Bikazayim. Hecha de Kulakayim. Velo Chasra Kodam Haktara. There's nothing lacking. Right, so he repeats himself. Utnan, Hikter Kumta Pa'amim Kshera, Hilkach, therefore Haktara Havi. It's a valid Haktara. So what do you see from here? According to Chachamim, and according to Rabbi Eliezer, the word Oso, the word Oso by Imurin, the Yinat Chayiv on Pachas Mikazayis. That's for sure. Everyone agrees to that. It's less than a Kazayis. Everyone will agree you're not going to be Chayiv. You're not going to do your fulfilling obligation inside, and you won't be Yotzi outside. What are they arguing about? Whether it's more than a Kazayis, the whole thing. Okay? Okay. So by Karban Ola, all you need is a Kazayis to get the Kapara. If all you need is a kizayis to get the kapara, all you need is a kizayis to take it outside. But here, Rabbi Elazar holds you need the whole thing. Why? He learns it out of a pasuk. The whole ketores. The full ketores is much more than a kizayis. That's a shita. You need the whole, remark of the whole, it's a half a prat. It's much more than a kizayis. At the end of the day, we're going to say it's much more than a kizayis. That's a shita. So therefore, the only way to bring it outside is to bring the whole thing outside. If you bring out a kizayis worth, you're not going to be over. That's a shita. Okay? Okay. Okay. Next. Tana Rabbanan. Hamachdir Kizayis Bachut Chayiv. If someone's Machdir or Kizayis outside, he's Chayiv. Chatzi Pras Bifnim Potter. Half a Pras, right, inside, you're Potter. Okay? Again, Tana Rabbanan. Hamachdir Kizayis Bachut Chayiv. Why? Hamachdir Kizayis Bachut Chayiv. Because had you done that inside, it would be kosher. Now, the next half, hit chati pras bifnim, putter. Why you putter? You putter because that's not the shear. What do you mean you putter? Chasol kedaitach, my putter. What does it mean putter? Putter zar. If a zar did that, he'd be putter for misa. Why would he be putter for misa? Why would he be putter for misa? Right? Why would you putter for Misa? So we're thinking the reason why you're putter is because it's too small. Much more than a kezayis. So am I? Why are you putter? Haktarahi. That's a valid haktara. Why is the czar putter if he does that? Right? Right? Amar Rav Zera, Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rav Yirmi, Amar Abba, Amar Rav, my putter. What does it mean? It's putter? Putter tzibur. No, the tzibur's fulfilled its obligation. The tzibur's fulfilled its obligation. They're punted from the mitzvah of Haktara. Why? Because it's been done. Amar of Zera, that's very lovely. E Kasha Li, if you want to ask me a Kasha, Ha Kasha Li, this is the Kasha you should ask me. Ha da Amar Rav Allah. When did Rav say his din? Baha, on this din. That what? That if you are Makdir, Pachos Bipras, your Yote, right? Because he started off that said Hamakdir, my putter, putter tibur, right? It's a chati prat, it's putter. What does that mean? The tibur's putter. Says Rav Zera, ha da amar Rav Allah, that which Rav said, baha, on this, on what? On the din, that if you're makdir, a chati prat, what if you're not less than a chatzi pras? Afilu Rebbe Eliezer Moda. Even Rebbe Eliezer would agree. Does that make sense? No. Daha Rebbe Eliezer lav haktara hika amar. Rebbe Eliezer held that's not a haktara. So you said a din that only made sense according to half of Tanayim. According to Rebbe Eliezer, it made no sense. You have to read the whole thing. And a chnami, so certainly a chatzi prat, certainly, right. I know. Because we have to make it make sense. You're right. And a chnami, you're right. So, here's Rava. Amar Rava. Doctora de Hechel. The Haktara, the Ketoris that you bring every single day in the Hechel. Kuli Amalo Pligi. Nobody argues on that. Everybody agrees that the Shear is a Kedayat. The Haktara de Hechel. But Kuli Amalo Pligi, everybody agreed that a Kezayis is enough. Ki Pligi, what's the machlokes? Baktora dibisnim. Baktores that's brought on Yom Kippur. That's the machlokes. Mar Savar, Rebbe Eliezer hold, Mole Chafnav, Daska. When it says your hands full, that's Daska. Therefore, less than a Kezayis is not going to cut it. Umar Savar, Mole Chafnav, Lav Daska. Okay, look at Rashi, the Rashi of Amar Rava Bakhtara Dehechel, the second wide line. You see it? Second wide line. It starts on the first wide line. Shebechol Yom, every day. Shalom Amabo Shir. There's no Shir written on the Ketoros of every day. Doesn't say a word. The high Pras Shir Derabbananhu. The Pras is a Shir Derabbanan. You hear this? The Pras that we have every day that we know and love is a Shir Derabbanan. Moda Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer agrees the Kizayis have haktara l'chayev ala b'chut, that the Kizayis would be enough. Ulahotzi tibri dechavasa b'fnim. Umas Nisan and the Mishnah kula reisha v'sefra tibri hakolhi haktara d'hechol mayri. We're talking about the haktara of every single day. When do they argue? On Yom Kippur. Asks the Brisker Rav, in the name of his brother, the Moshe Soloveitchik, says, wait a minute, did the Mishnah increase this that says that if you combine is, you know, one of the things they encourage for is if you make the ketoret. If you make the ketoret. Right? If you take all the ingredients and make it at the same proportions and everything you chayev. What's the shiur of chayev kareis? A prat. A mana. Which is a chati prat and a chati prat. How can Rashi say the shiur of mana? How can Rashi say that? The shiur of mana? Torah doesn't give a shiur. And why is chayev kareis if you make it? Very complicated answer. He distinguishes. You hear the question? I think somebody's a shiur d'rabbanan. How can he say it's d'rabbanan? So he makes a whole distinction between the itzer of making it and then the itzer of being makdir it. Itzer of making it, yes, could be a mana, but the itzer of makdir it, there is no shiur. Why would that bother? It'd be like a very complicated answer. Okay. No, not a czar, a regular person. What's the shiur? Yeah, the kohen gadol. What's the shiur? What's the shear? So if someone does it outside, what's the shear to be chayav for that? What's the shear inside? Corresponding the shear outside. So Rabbi Eliezer held the whole thing. The Chacham held no kizayis. That's the shear. That's the machloka. Every day, no machloka. Amale Abaya, wait a minute. That can't be the machloka. V'achik tziva chuka v'aktar zifnim hu diktiv. It says the word chuka by Aktara Sifnim on Yom Kippur. And we know that means dafka. Nobody can argue. Nobody can say that the words v'lo chasnav are not dafka. Everything on Yom Kippur was dafka. Can't be. El Amar Abaya, a different way to explain Rabbi Eliezer. Haktara Bifnim, the Iter, Haktara of Yom Kippur, Kuli Amalo Pli. Nobody argues on that. That what? That it has to be below chafnav. Why? Because of kippur dafka. Ki pligi. When's the machlokes? Bahaktara dechut. The outside haktara. Mar savar tanakama hold yalfinon pinim michut. We learn out the inside from the outside, right? Therefore, I'm sorry. Yalfinon pinim michut. We learn out the inside from the outside. Therefore, the shear is only a kizayis. Umar savar, lo yalfinan. Rabbi Eliezer holds, of course we don't do that. We don't learn haktaras bifnim, haktaras heichel. Therefore, why not? Because the haktara of a heichel is a kizayis. And therefore, the pnim, melo chafnav, means a kizayis. Even though it's not dafka now, it means a kizayis. So Rabbi Tanakama buys into that. Rabbi Eliezer doesn't buy into that. Amar Rava, wait a minute. Hashta chutz michutz lo yalfina rabbanan. The rabbanan won't even learn out outside from outside. Pnim michutz mibaya. They can learn inside from outside. Outside from inside. Ditanya yachal hamayla pachas mikazayis komet. I would think if you're mayla less than the kazayis of komet, upachas mikazayis imurin, less than the kazayis of murin, the hamanasek pachas mishlosh lugin yayin. And if you're manasek less than three lug, pachas mishlosh lugin mayim, less than three lug of water, yehi chayiv, you should be chayiv. Talmud Lomer, Laso, says it's Oso. Al Hashalim Chayev, Dein Chayev al Achasar. The only Chayev on a complete, not on a Chasar. Now wait a minute. Baha, Pachos Mishlosha Lugin de Isbahu, Kama Kedesim. In three Lugin, you have a lot of Kedesim. Nevertheless, Velo Yalfi Rabbanon, Chutz Michut. They don't let out the same shear. What do you see? They don't let out from Chutz Michut, they don't let out the same shear. They go, Chutz Mifnim, can't be Pshat. El Amar Rava, here's the Pshat. Kigon. Cases like this. We're talking about the Heichal, the Ketaras of every single day. And by the way, there is no shear in the Torah about how much you have to be chayiv for. Kigon, the case is, the Kavinhu, Shnei Chatzei Prat, you have two halves of a Prat, Bimana, in a Kli. Mar Savar, Rabbi Eliezer holds, Kvias Mana, Bilsehi. Putting it in the Kli was very significant, right? And therefore, the Kli is mitzvah to be one shear. Therefore, if you mark there part of it, your puzzle, it's nothing. Therefore, if you bring out part of it, it's also nothing. Umar Savar, and the Rabbanan held, Lav Milsehi, it's nothing. Therefore, all I need is a Kezayis, and I'm all I need to be Chayav for is a Kezayis. And that's how to reconcile Rabbi Eliezer. Does that make any sense? What? I told you, it was very difficult. I believe so. Yes. Yes, I believe so. All right, so we'll stop here and we'll resume tomorrow.